Okay, so Rabbeinu, our subject, Maisik Sofim. Honestly, I was going to say this here a couple of weeks ago, but at that time I wanted to have more breadth of an oilam to be able to come, and I was afraid that people would run away when I said I was speaking about Maisik Sofim because they prefer not to hear about it. Mm-hmm. So I left it for a week when I could do it with only having the diehards there who weren't going to leave even though they heard that it was about Maisik Sofim. Some people only get hopping now. Okay. The Inyan of Maisik Sofim. We always try to start over here with the Makoros. Try to go straight back to the source. Where does this all start from? And it's hard to find any explicit source in the Torah, the Maisik Sofim, where it says, Aser Aser Es Ksofecho. No such pasuk. Shulchan Aruch, very little on the subject, as we'll see. But the fact is that for whatever reason, the Meshach Tadayrus, even Homeis HaNefesh, to give Maisik Sofim, for whatever reason, whether, like I said, it's easy to find Psukim or Shulchan Aruch, whatever it is, there are thousands of Tshuvas to Shailos on Maisik Sofim. You see that this was as widespread as could be. The truth is that the Neidu Behuda, and his Tshuvas in Siman Ayin Gimel, writes already in his days, we always assume further back, people had more clarity than we have today, but he writes that the halachas of Maisik Sofim are from the halachas amumos. Amumos means vague and unclear. There aren't clear definitions. Like I said, there's very little Shulchan Aruch. And these days, when there are much more scenarios than shailos, it doesn't make it easier. So, for example, we have shailos that they didn't have in the old days, which are very widespread today. For example, we have Chinese auctions now, right? Can you use your money, for your Maisa money, to buy something from a Chinese auction? All different kinds of raffles that there are for different Maisas. Can you do that or not? How about paying membership to a shul? Buying a seat in the shul? Right? Tuition. Is a very serious question. Can you use Maisa money for tuition? How about if you decide that you want to support a son in Kaidel? You want to support a son-in-law in Kaidel? Can you use Maisa money to do that? And again, these are shilas that there's not much of in the Paiskim, although we'll see that there is some of it in the Paiskim. But for the most part, there are very many new shilas around today based on the lifestyle that we have that not necessarily were treated at length in the Paiskim. Now, in order to understand what's going on here, so besides having to look for what the sources are, we have to understand what is actually in essence, what is Maisik Sofim, what is the purpose, the point, the goal of Maisik Sofim, because that's going to very, very much affect what we're going to do with all of these shailos. In other words, what's the definition of what Maisik Sofim is? And we can break this down into a chakira, not a very difficult, a deep chakira, very simple and straightforward chakira. What is Maisik Sofim? Is it similar to what the Torah is Machayev in Maiser Oni? Right? Where every Shemitah, a couple of years, we had to give Maiser Oni, and to take a tenth off and give it to the poor. Is that what this is like? Or is it like Maiser Sheni? What does that mean? The Sefer Achinuch describes the mitzvah of Maiser Sheni. This is in Mitzvah Shin Samach, the Sefer Achinuch. And he says that the mitzvah Maisa Sheni is to take a person out of the different busyness of his life, bring him up to Yerushalayim, to be busy with Yerushalayim, with Torah mitzvahs, and the fact that he sees in Yerushalayim, Kehanim Avridosom, Leviim, Ashiram Uvezimram, should uplift him spiritually. This is what Maisa Sheni was about. And the question is, Maisik Sofim, is it just a straightforward sort of docket for more people, or is it some kind of spiritually oriented exercise, maybe, that Maisik Sofim is to spend money on the Rebbe Yisrael, spend money on Torah, spend money on mitzvah, spend money on ruchnias. It's a tax to the Rebbe Yisrael, not a tax to poor people. Okay, these are broadly the two tzedadim that l'chayra are possible to understand. And again, how we break down the meaning and the essence of Ma'aseh K'sofim is going to have very direct bearing on how we deal with all of these shailos that we have, clearly. Many nafkaminas, as we shall see. So let's start, as usual, by looking for the Makoyer. Where does Ma'aseh K'sofim come from? And again, like I said, it's not that simple. But one of the Makoyers of Ma'aseh K'sofim in a posuk, and there's more than one, the first one we'll take, even though it's not in order, is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, Parshas Vayetze, Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lehem. Yaakov Avinu vowed to Hashem. V'choil asher titen li, he said, Aser Aser Amloch. Everything you give me, I will tithe for you. In other words, I will take off 10% of everything you give me. Now, choil asher titen li includes everything. This is not the din of Ma'aseh Dagon. It's very limited. Ma'aseh Dagon is very limited to what you have to take off from the Raisa, and it's only grains, right? And here's Kol HaShatit only. In other words, this is a property tax, right? And not only property as in real estate, property, all property, right? Everything you give me, Aser Aser Anulach. This is very much like what we have as Ma'aseh K'sofim rather than as Ma'aseh Dagon. Question is, though, could be, you could catch yourself out of this thing with Yaakov Avinu. First of all, it was on his own volition, right? This was his own promise. He voluntarily said, I will do this, he said to the Rebbe Yisrael. Some kind of a midas chassidus, it seems. Right? He took upon himself a certain vow. What does that have to do with being mechayev us? That even though what he took upon himself was done under specific circumstances. He was in a tzara. He was worried. He was afraid. He was leaving and going to the unknown. And under those circumstances, he said, Rabbi Shalom, I promise you that I will take care of me and I will try to give to you. Right? But how does that tell us, however, or doesn't tell us necessarily, that this is something that's incumbent upon everyone? So if you look in the Das Kanan, Bali Tosfos, on the spot there, they bring a Medrash Rabba. And the Lashon is, Yaakov Tikein, Loseis Maaseh Min Hamoli. Yaakov instituted, he was mistaken to give Maaseh from money, which means, despite all of our tainus, there seems to be some sort of a takone here, which Yaakov took from here forward. Yes, he volunteered it. Yes, it was under certain circumstances, but it seems that under those circumstances, his volunteering spirit volunteered all of us. And therefore, he was a takona, Yaakov was a sakim, everybody has to do this. They state in the Das Kanim over there. Now, interestingly, if you look in She'elos Yaivitz, which was Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Chelek Aleph, at the end of Simon Gimel, he writes, that his belief is that there is no Makor Min HaTorah, Ma'aseh K'sofim, it's only the Rabbanah. But in Simon Vault, which is to mention later, he says that he has Hakeh, no Makor to be Machayev Min HaTorah. However, there's a Makor of Yaakov Avinu's words, Mimidus Chassidus. There's a Makor in the Torah that doesn't tell us again that everybody is Machayev Min HaTorah to do it, but it tells us that there's a Makor of Mimidus Chassidus also. A minik toif of Eden to do just that. Okay. Now, assuming that this is our makor now for Ma'aseh K'sofim. Assuming that this is Ma'aseh K'sofim. It's clear in that case that this was not Ma'aseh only. Yaakov Avinu did not promise that he was going to take Ma'aseh and give it to the poor. He said, Aser Aser Loch, I will give it to you Hashem. Right? It was to you Hashem. It would seem that it's matters of the spirit. Something more like Ma'aseh Sheni, right? And like that, Das Kanim in Bali HaTosfos ends off when he's describing how he took off something from everything. But everybody should learn. He brings over there that he gave Ma'aseh from everything, including from his children. And Levi was Yaakov Avinu's Ma'aseh That was his life successor to the Rebbe Yisrael. What was Levi? Did he go to the poor? No. With Avodas Hashem. And therefore it would seem if this is the source, then this source tells us a source of giving money to Avodas Hashem and not necessarily dafka to the poor. The Chasam Sofer, Afka, speaks about my successor, and he brings a drosha of the Sifri, which we'll get into afterwards, Aser to Aser. And the drosha of the Sifri is, Mikam Shemafrishim La'amole Toiro Maser. From here we learn that you take off Maser for those who toil in Torah. Shatiyu Amelim Atayr, this is Pasha, right? Chukai Zay Teleichu, Shatiyu Amelim Atayr, so he says, the Sifri says, Aser to Aser is, take off money for Amelim Atayr. Right? Both says the Chasam Sefer, V'loi dafku lo'im le'teiro, elo l'dvar mitzvah she'yirta, lefi nidroi shel ha'mafrish. Depends on each person's matter, but it's for some kind of dvar mitzvah, says the Chasam Sefer. And he says, this was the ma'aser that Avraham Avinu took off, which we'll speak about, v'itno lo'im ma'aser mikroyim. V'al zel me'yakiv Avinu al v'sholim v'chol shatit and li aser aserenu loch. Which was what? Mitzvahs. Hayru mitzvahs. Uba medrash, brings us on sofer, shehutzach lahafrish gami bonov, hifrish levi kodesh lashem, lehifrish ilaniyim, elo la mitzvah kedusha. So again, the Chasam Sofer says very clearly that whatever makayrus there are not speaking about dafki giving money to aniyim, rather are speaking about giving money to hayru mitzvahs. A mitzvah u kedusha, as his lashem goes. So, along the way of trying to figure out whether we're dealing with Meister Oni or Meister Sheni, of course we heard another Makor here in the Chasam Sofer, which is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Vayiten Loimaser Mikoil, and again, Vayiten Loimaser Mikoil, whenever it says that the Maser is thinking of everything, we understand that this is not Meister Bonon, rather again, it's a Meister on all of one's property. Particularly the Rebbe Lezer says it's Befedish. Think of the Rebbe Lezer states, Avraham Hischil Rishon La'aser Bo'ilam. Avraham was the first one to take Maaser in the world. Lokach es kol Maaser Sudoim Va'amoiro, kol Maaser Loit Ben Ochiv, V'nosan L'Shem Ben Noyach, Shenema Vayiten Loi Maaser Mikoyim. So this states, that's in the Think of the Rebbe Lezer, who says, Avraham Avinu took of Maaser from everything and gave it to Shem Ben Noyach. Look at the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, from Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. After he goes through how each of the others had certain mitzvahs that they were given. Avraham nitztava b'milo, v'hu hispalul shachris. Yitzchok kifrish meiser, v'hoisiv tefila acheres l'fnoi sayoyim. Dr. Ivan, Omar Avraham, kein ro'i loyma. What it should have said is, Avraham nitztava b'milo, but who is Paul Shachris? V'hifresh Meiser. It should have said that. It should have said that Avraham Avinu was the first one who had a mitzvah Meiser. Dr. Reif. Now, Vaz and the Kesef of Mishnah on the spot over there say, what's the Makar to this Reif? Why is he saying that Avraham Avinu was the first one to take off Meiser? And I say, the Makar is Aitim Lema Asim Mikar. Aye. He gave it. Who says that that was a mitzvah? Just because it says that he gave it, does that mean it was a mitzvah? Zokter Advav, Kivin Shal Yunoya Gimboy, Mashman a mitzvah. If they did it, they did it because it was a mitzvah. That's the assumption. Therefore, what do we have here? We have Yaakov Avinu giving Maaser. And again, we found clearly, he says, Aser Aseranu Loch. Then we have Avraham Avinu, Vayiten Loi, Maaser Mikoyim, who's Loi? You look for the first poor person to give it to? Clearly not. So again, we're not finding here a Meiser Oni Dikintin. We're finding a more of a Meiser Sheni Dikintin, because who did he give it to? He didn't give it to an Oni. He gave it to the person who represented Avodas Hashem. Who Koyein Lekeil Elyoin. Therefore, he took this Koyein Lekeil Elyoin and gave him the Meiser. Which means he's giving it to Avodas Hashem. So that's Makar number two. Makar number three, we also heard already along the way. Because we saw the Rambam himself. The Rambam brings the Makar from Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok Avinu, the Rambam mentions, Yitzchok was the one who brought Maisa. Yitzchok Hifrish Maisa. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. Yitzchok Hifrish Maisa. What is that? That has the Pasuk also. Vayizra Yitzchok Bo'oretz Ahi. Vayimtzo Bashon Ahi Meir Sha'arim. Right? And it says that he got 100 times as much as was estimated. And the Medrash right over there, Medrash on the Pasuk, says, V'chizora Dogon Chas V'Sholem. What is it, V'yizra, V'yizra, Yitzchok, V'oretz Ahi? No, V'chizora Dogon Chas V'Sholem. Obviously, what does it mean, Dogon? What does it mean, V'chizora Dogon Chas V'Sholem? I mean, is that the big Kiddush that we're being told over here? V'yizra, Yitzchok, he plants a Dogon? Everybody knows that, big deal. That's not the why of the Pasuk here. Right? In other words, why is that important? Elo, lokach es kol ma'asar memoinoi, v'zora tzedoko la'aniyim. He took Meiser from all of his money, said the Medrash. V'zora, the Vayizra Yitzchok, is referring not to the grain that he planted, but it's referring to him planting tzedokah for aniyim. Oh, another makor for Meiser Ksof. Now, if you look over there, now first of all, if we pay attention to the Lashon, first of all, of the Medrash. The Medrash's Lashon is Zora Tzedoko La'aniyim. Here we're finally starting to hear something about giving money to the poor from this Meiser. Also, the Rambam said, Yitzchok Hifrish Meiser, bring this Pasuk to Akev Zemakor. But if you look at the Targum Yoinison, besides the Medrash that I just mentioned, look at the Targum Yoinison on that Pasuk right there. So the Lashon of the Targum Yoinison is as follows. Uzra Yitzchok L'tzedakto Ba'aroai. Yitzchok planted for tzedakah in that land, right? So what do we find here again? The Medrash, Targum Yoinison, both of them. They go into Yitzchok, Aniyim. Tzedakah l'aniyim. This is what we're dealing with over here. So let's talk about Avraham and Yaakov, whose Meiser said nothing about Aniyim and everything about Avodas Hashem. We have Yitzchok, two makaris about this, that it was to Aniyim. The supporter there says, Vayivorcheyu Hashem says, Vayimtzu Hashon Ahim Eir Sha'arim, Vayivorcheyu Hashem. Dr. Zbor, what's Vayivorcheyu Hashem? Vayivorcheyu Hashem b'momay. The Rebbe Shalom blessed him with money. Well, if he ma sha'omru zal, oy medzel a maestri soya, since Chazal tell us that it was about him giving maestri, it's perfectly appropriate. He ne kovel oy brocho b'shvilom, he got a brocho for giving maestri, ka'omru he viu esto a maestri al beis o'esor, everybody knows that. That pasuk, which is said about Meiser. Therefore, makes sense? He was giving Meiser. Okay, so we see all the others took Meiser. All the others took Meiser. Over here, Dafka, we have in Yitzchok Avinu, we have Mitzad Echot Tumah Mori Chazal. Medrash and Targum Yoinison, who say that we were dealing with Tzedakah L'aniyim. We have the Sephorno who seems to say that it was the Meiser of what it says, that viewers call a Meiser of Beis Oitzor. What was the Beis Oitzor that he brought the Meiser to? It wasn't Targum. It's just a Tushtel. Okay. Akaponim, let's keep moving because there's more Makaris. Like I said, it's very hard to find any Makaris, but once you start looking, so far we have three and we haven't stopped yet. Number four, another makar. Mishnah and Peah. The Mishnah and Peah, Elu Devorim She'ein Lehem Shiur. Right, this is a Mishnah that we say every morning after Berachas Haseirah. And in the list there, the thing, one of the things that has no shiur, it says it's Gemilas Chasodim. Doing Chesed, that has no shiur. Look to Yerushalmi on that Mishnah, and Tosfos and Chagiga brings this to Yerushalmi. Look to Yerushalmi. Hadot teima begufay. When it says that gemilus chasodim has no share, that's talking about gemilus chasodim begufay. But the chesed that a person does begufay, taka has no share. Avol b'mamoinoi yesh lo yishir. Gemilus chasodim b'mamoinoi does have a share. Now, if you look in the Modcha in Baba Kama, in the Agoyis Modcha in Baba Basra, they bring a makor from this Yerushalmi from Isaac Sofer. Meiser Ksofim, they say, comes from right here, that Gemilus Chasodim Bemomoinoi has a share, and what is that share? Now, honestly, Yerushalmi doesn't say Asher.
It's a minimum or maximum.
But you have to know what the share is. It doesn't say Asher. It says Yerushalmi, it doesn't say what the share is, right? So, it doesn't say Asher over there of Meister. However, what it does say there is that Yerushalmi learns that there's a share because there's a pasuk that says, Kabed is Hashem mehoincho umereish is called Tvuascho. And the shear is, therefore, like Truma. What's the shear of Truma? The shear Beinani and Truma is Echem Mechamishim. The shear is Yerushalmi Demashu, but the shear Beinani is Echem Mechamishim, a 50th. And therefore, if we were the ones learning straight out of this Yerushalmi, I don't think we would say that it's talking about Meister Ktofen, but it's not easy to shake off a Mordechai who brings this as a Makor to Meister. And in that case, the Meister would be the minimum. Although, again, like I said, from the basic Yerushalmi, the minimum would be a Mashu. But they still the Yerushalmi bring it as a Makor, via Agro, Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, also brings this Yerushalmi, the shame the Mordechai, right? He doesn't make up on his own that it's Meister. He says, look at the Mordechai, he says, this is the Makor to Meister Ktofen, and Remela, okay, if this is going to be a Makor, the Meister Ktofen, clearly, it's Meister only. Because, Gemilus Chasodim. It's Gemilus Chasodim. This is put under the heading of Gemilus Chasodim. Right? So now we have at least one clear Makor, which whether it's clear in the Yerushalmi or not, but the Yerushalmi at least bring it as a Makor, as a clear Makor. And this is a Makor to Meister Ktofen, which is definitely part of some Meister Oni, the type of idea, which they're simply called Tzedakah. So again, you have two clear Makoros of Avraham and Yaakov, took it to the Meister Sheni direction. We have a clear Makor here, takes it to the Meister Oni direction. Yitzchak, we had a little bit of a mixed definition. So that was Makor number four. Makor number five, which we already have seen, brought, and that's the Makar that the Sephorno brought. It's a Pasuk in Malachi. Helviu es kol ha-maiser el beis ha-oitzah. Bring all the maiser el beis ha-oitzah. Uvuchonuni no bezoi soma Hashem Tzavokas. Hashem says, test me. Test me. As they used to Chazal get very excited about this. Because they say, you're never allowed to test the Rebbeinu on anything. But here, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, please test me, please test me. Im lo yeftach lachem et harubah yitach shomayim, I will not open up the windows of the heaven, so to speak, for you, havi koysa lachem berocha ad beli dai. I just haftocha ad beli dai, and everybody knows the Gemara in Tainus that says, what does that mean, ad beli dai? Ashi yivlu sif seisechem iloim ad dai. That your lips will become worn out from saying enough, 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 enough. We have enough, the lips will be worn out for a second. I think that's the top on the list of favorite reasons for your lips to get worn out. To be saying, die, die, die. Even though it's not so plush, because die doesn't even use your lips altogether. But like upon him, that pasuk over there originally refers to what? It refers to Maiser Dogon. Right? That pasuk is referring to Maiser Dogon. So how does this become a makor to Meister Ktofen? But again, one of the Yishenim Sefer Chassidim, it's a Yidachos in Simon Kufman Dalit says, have you as called a Meister? Oysay HaMeister, who? Meister Oni, Losseis La'aniyim, Meister Mikol HaShe Arviyachol. Okay? So now, we're going to have more clarity in Yitzchak Avinu. Also seems to be Meister Oni, because this pasuk over here is just translated to Meister Oni. So we have Yitzchak Avinu as Meister Oni. We have the Mishnah and Peor, which comes from Kabbid Hashem Mehoincho, etc. Meister Oni. We have this pasuk here, which the Sefer Chassidim says is Meister Oni. And we have Avraham and Yaakov, Meister Sheni. So we're getting very close. It's three against two. Another Makor. Sixth Makor, and the final one. Gemara and Tainus of Tesham and Aleph. My aser to aser. Aser b'shvil shetis asher. What does aser to aser mean? Take off meiser so that you will become rich. Zok toisves hochi iso b'sifri. Brings us a free. Ein li ela tvua zare echo shechaye v'maisa. All I would know is that he has a maisa of tvua zare echo, meaning off of your grain. Tvua that maisa dogon, ribis, uprakmatio, v'kol sha'or revochem, other kinds of profits which don't come from our growth, rather from other business. Minayim, Talmud Loima es kol. Aser, ta'aser es kol. Kol is marbe, rabbi sivis, brakmatia, ve kol, dovashem arviyach. As they state, in Tosfos there, in the name of the Sefri, that this is the makor to Maaseh Ketuvim. There's a Ruach Hilchos Tzedakah brings this makor as well. The Agro brings this down also. So here we have another makor to Maaseh Ketuvim. Aser, the shvil shetis asher. Vedish tachumo, aser ta aser, aser v'shul shetis asher, remez l'mefor she yamim, this is the remez to those who set out on the seas, l'hoitzi echad me'asoro le'amole teira, to take off a tenth for amole teira, this is in Vedish tachumo, that's for amole teira. This is loim de'teira, loim de'teira. Chofetz Chaim and Abbas Chesed brings this, Beke Yosef brings this, and this is coming right off of Pasuk Meister Shein, right? It comes right off of Pasuk Meister Shein. So, this is not referring to Aniyim, and as we saw, Chazal, right there, Tanchuma, who says it's not talking about Aniyim, it's about Amolei Teir. Therefore, again, this goes back to Meister Ketuvim being a form of Avodas Hashem, not a form of helping the poor. So, 3 against 3. So we have 6 different makaridas there, which we saw. We saw the 3 of us, and we saw a pasuk in the Torah, and we saw 2 psukim in Mach, and this is our makaridas so far for the inyan, for the matter of Maaseh Ketuvim. So, do we have an answer? We don't yet have a clear answer. What is the actual hagdara of Maaseh Ketuvim? But we have very clear makaridas that it exists. We have different makaris which bring us in different directions. And then we have another interesting question. What's up with Maaseh Ketuvim? Is it Midas Chasidus? Is it a Chiyuv? Are you mechuyev when I don't think of Maaseh Ketuvim? Is it a nice thing to do? Is it a nice minute? So the tshuva of the Chavos Yoyer. Chavos Yoyer in Siman Reish Nun Daled says that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That is the sheet of the Chavos Yoyer. Also the Chidol, in his Sefer Bris Olam is the Chidol's Sefer on Sefer Chassidim, and the Chidol there on the Sefer Chassidim has also the Raita. Interestingly, the Vilna Goyen, in his letter to his wife, when he left to go to Yisrael, also in his Kriyash of Shnois Eliyov, on the Mishnah Empire of Gemilas Chassidim, also says it's a mitzvah de Oraisa. Okay, we have a bunch of G'dayli Acharim who say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. On the other hand, most places can say it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Most places can say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. G'dayga, on the Shnai, it's over there. As we saw before, we saw the Yaivet, or we saw before, who says that it's not a d'oraisa, it's a d'rabbanan. So on the Hashulchan, in your day, Yishnuk Tessif Bey says, Be'emes shiurim eilu d'maisa v'choymesh einu d'melateira o d'rabbonunu d'asmuchu ha'akro, it's asmachto, the psukim arav, psukim yisi, only posik that actually matters, only posik that would have made it a d'raisa is only the posik v'asa ta'asa v'choyra, which is a b'feish ha'mitzvah in the Torah. As they said, asmuchu ha'akro d'chol shetitim li'asa asrenu loch, that's asmachto on Yaakov Avinu. But my time and Atayr says, Baruch HaShulchan, Urak betuvo v'loy la'aniyim. Right? Giving to aniyim, which is the sheet of Baruch HaShulchan, as we'll see later, giving to aniyim is not min Atayr. The only thing that is min Atayr is only ma'aser dogon. Therefore, this is only mederabon. This is Baruch HaShulchan. The Birkei Yosef, which is another sefer d'chidah, brings a list of different poskim who hold that ma'aser ketuvim is derabonon. And therefore, Roiv Poiskim Paskin, that Maaseh Ketuvim is not a de Oraisa.
In fact, the Bach Shita is, Bach in Yerideya, is that Ma'isek Sofim is not a Drabonon either. Rather, Ma'isek Sofim, he says, is a Midas Chastidus, it's a Minik Toiv, it's a Minik of Klal Yisrael. The Poiskim are not generally very happy with what he says about that, because they held that it's at least a Drabonon, at least not a Smachto.
Who's saying this?
The Bach is the one who says it's not so. Right? But the Tabate, Bach to Edom, the Taz, not the only time. Memphis is on a Bena, he's not happy with what the Shiraz said over there, and he never showed any favoritism to the Shiraz. So he doesn't agree, the Chavetz Yor, Fashtetach, Chavetz Yor holds it to the right, definitely very unhappy with what the Bach says. So one way or another, it seems that there is some serious chiyuv here that the person believes. In fact, let's take the Bach. The Bach holds us to the minig, the interesting Chazon Sefer. Now Mishlach to say over this Chazon Sefer. Chazon Sefer has a tshuva about the din of Chol of Yisrael. Chazon Sefer says, L'maita, Yidin don't drink Chol of Akum, he says. So he says, depends. What do you, how do you want to approach this, he says. Chol of Akum is also an adin. Okay, this is the Rabban. Okay, this is the Rabban. Chol of Akum is the Rabban. But if you hold like the Radvaz, he says, because the Radvaz held that in a place where the Anu Behemoth Tmei is around, it's mutter to drink Chol of Akum. He says, no, you want to hold like the Radvaz, and well, nice, you don't drink it anyway, so then it's also Menat Tmei. Yeah.
What?
Oh, good, good. I'm happy to see people are still awake here. Kavaldi, yeah. He says, if it's mutter Menat Din, and still people keep it, then it's also Menat Tmei. Why? He says, like Mr. Kiddush, he says, a minig Yisroel is like a neder. A neder is a deraisa. It's a deraisa, we shall neder. A Klal Yisroel does, and we keep it according to the minig Yisroel, it becomes a neder. According to the Bach, my success is a minig Yisroel, no? It definitely has a certain chshivus, according to him. Hey, I'll go upon it. So these seem to be the Makaris and the Shitas to my success and where it comes from and how serious it is. Okay. So we went through what we find in the Poskim, and what according to what we've seen up until this point. What would be the din taka of using Ma'isek Sofen for tuition, of using it for different types of achzokas pnimiyus ha'Torah, using it for a raffle, for a yeshiva, let's say, all the things like that. Now, Chazon Sofen is tshuva. He saw very clearly. He says the Makayr is Yaakov Avinu Aser Asrenu Loch to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We will give the Ma'aser to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, for some say. The Pashtus, Avraham Avinu, same thing. Goes all over the place. So far, I would say, Makayr, Ma'aser Shani Dikadin, it could go. We could give it to wherever you are serving the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But in its if, the Netziv, in his Tshuvas, Meshiv Dova, Chelik Aleph Siman Ayin Hey, he says that the Makor is Kaved Es Hashem Mehoinucho Mereshes Kol Tuvoscho, and he says that is Dafka Meiser Oni, and has to go to Aniyam. So he looks to Netziv. But he himself, Lalocha, ends off differently, as we shall see by Ezer Hashem. And Takaroi Foskim actually Paskim that Meiser Sofim has a gather similar to Meister Shani and not a gather Dafkar of Meister Oni. We're going to have to go through more of that. But again, the easiest way to understand that is that the Makor Midoraisa, the best Makor L'Chayr would be Aset Aset, Eskol, Tavua Zarech, Ayyut Yasoda Shona Shona, which is a postic of Meister Shani, and that's the place where we learn Meister Sofim from. And again, especially if we follow what it says in that Medrash Tanchuma, it says you give Ma'aser Sofen to Amolei Torah, and therefore if you give Ma'aser Sofen to Amolei Torah, you definitely are going to want to understand that that is not Ma'aser Oni necessarily. Ma'aser Oni is going to any poor person, and if that poor person was not Amolei Torah, he'll get it. And if the Omol Ba'Torah was not an Oni, he wouldn't get it. But that's not what it says there. It says give the money to Amolei Torah, which seems to say It doesn't necessarily go to an Ani who's not an Amul Batera, and it couldn't go to Amul Batera even if you're not necessarily classified as an Ani. That would be the Medrash Tanchuma.
And it's first come, first serve basis?
In what sense, first come? Like?
Whoever comes, either it's the Ani who is not Amul Batera, or if he comes first, or the Amul Batera who is not poor.
According to what it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, it doesn't go first come first serve. It goes to Amele Tayyar. That's it. That's what it goes to. In other words, the purpose. The question is again. So this is earmarked. This earmarked money. What's it earmarked for? Medrash Tanchuma says it's earmarked for Amele Tayyar, which would seem to mean not Dafka Amele Tayyar, but rather whatever it is that is given to Avodah Zarah, right? This is our tax to support Avodah Zarah, our own or other people's. Right? Now, Taka, you look into that in a sieve. Although, like I said, first he says, that pasuk has to do with Maaser Ani, but that's not what he does at the end. L'maaser, the Maaser Dover over there, he says that since the main drosha for Maaser Ktofim is Taka, this Makor, of Aser to Aser, which is a Maaser Sheni. Therefore, the Ikam HaTorah is for all Ruchnis. That's what Maaser Ktofim is for. Therefore, he uses it for any mitzvah. His Lashon is, Maaser Sheni, Ikroi Mishum Talmud V'yira. Maaser Sheni. He can be make that comparison to Maaser Sheni. Again, he's not making it out of thin air. He's making it because that's the pasuk where it comes from. Therefore, he says, what's Maaser Sheni? So it says, until my year of Hashem will be kach or kol ayom. Right? As they state, kum techois, and the pasuk says, beferish what the purpose is. So it says, until my year of, so what are the purposes? Talmud the year of, so learning and year of. That's what Maaser Ktofim is for. And therefore, he says, the gewaldig is that. He says, if it's man, fully for Avodah Zarah Hashem, and he's not learning from Maaser Sheni, he says, what happens at Maaser Sheni? He says, what actually happened at Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni was this: he took his own payas, took it off to Yerushalayim, and used it to support himself while sitting in Yerushalayim. The best way to do this, he says, here's what you can do. What you can do is you can make the shaliach. Take your money or your fruit or whatever it is. Have somebody else who's involved in Avodah Zarah Hashem with your money. And that would be a way to do Maaser Ktofim. However, he says, obviously, what's the best way to do Maaser Sheni? Take the payers yourself and go to Yerushalayim. So he says, whoever was asking him the shayla, if this soicha wants to take off time from his work, and instead of working, he wants to go learn for some time. Now you're going to say, we have to take off Maaser and give it to somebody else. Look to the tzimam, ich bin mechad shalmish, he says. Love Dafka. You want to go learn yourself? Gesund the heads. Mach besser. And like only master, you chubu brochi for Rosh Hashanah. Adorava. Gesund the heads. Best way to do it. In other words, you have $10,000 for Maaser, all my funds are gesucht. You have $10,000 for Maaser, gewaldig. Good. Now, either you can take the $10,000 and support other people to learn, or take $10,000, pick yourself up, be great little mocking failure, take the money with you and support yourself. Just to learn.
I wonder if a full Vermont held like that. People would want to give money to the Yeshiva and say, take money and learn yourself if you want.
Yeah, it wasn't full
Vermont. I think it was full Vermont. I think it was Maaser. It's not Maaser that someone would...
He said this?
This Indian that he'd give, someone to give, like, I don't know, a huge amount of money to the Yeshiva. He asked the person, how much do you make every year? Why don't you take off a year and you'll go and learn with this money?
Oh, that's it. Like exactly, that's it. That's exactly, that's it. Not much exactly. Hey, nope. This Nasiv, Kedarkoi, because he approaches Maaser, this is a beautiful thing. I hope the Oil Mayor has appreciated what the Nasiv just did. He turned the whole thing on its head. Not only did he say that he has to go to Aniyim, he said go to Amole Tayyar, and now he said go to Amole Tayyar. He says, you can be that Amole Tayyar. This doesn't have to do with Nasina to somebody else. It has to do with being mafrish money for Avodah Zarah Hashem. Who's Avodah Zarah Hashem? Your own Gavaldi. Somebody else's? Okay.
He doesn't have to go to
Aniyim,
or you're not yet
to give him. No. He says it doesn't have to go to Aniyim. Okay. Maybe if it's part of your program of Avodah Zarah Hashem, it could also be part of it. Okay. No, if it's August Rector's Dach, yeah. According to the Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't sound like it's not the best. But actually, the Netziv, according to that same Mahalach, following this Mahalach, he says like this. He says, what if somebody wants to go ahead and use Maaser money and buy Sfarim? That was one of the shayles that I had on hand. Wants to use nicer money and buy svar. So, up until this point, until we saw this Netziv, I think we would think to ourselves, buy svar for who? Wait, this is not about you. Who are you giving it to, right? Zok to Netziv, okay. You want to lend it out? Givaldik. Definitely better that way. But he says, the svar goes to yourself first. If you're holding my learning in this forum, give up that. Learn it first. The parnos has asked me to get down to slachol adam, right? Therefore, koinet yafir it soinai ko adam o isa b'seich shaloi. When you buy this forum, you buy what you want to buy, what you're interested in learning. That's what you buy, right? Do us the balabos. El shem bo mi lishoil mi manu. But if somebody comes to borrow this forum from you, mashielo imenoi tzorich laatzmoi. If you don't need it for yourself, so lend it to somebody else. Why? Because this svarim you didn't buy just to be your personal property. You bought it to be part of the program of Avodas Hashem. So Givaldi, you're busy using it as part of your program of Avodas Hashem. Chavadu Chatzchila. You happen to have to be busy using it as part of your program of Avodas Hashem. Why don't you lend it out to somebody else? But what if he wants it and you want it? You're learning this Masechta now. He's also, he comes along and says, 1 second. It's from Isaac Sofim, isn't it? The Masech Shemal Abbas over here. Isn't this from the Gemach? So he says, no. It's only from the Gemach, but I'm not learning it. He's up to the same. Where is the Kazakh? By the way, parenthetically, the truth is from Sefer, who says that the same thing is true when a person makes a nether, that he's going to be masha when he's sworn, we cash it after the, you know, my six often. It's the same thing. He says, the pshat is, you'll lend it out or you will not lend it out. But there's no reason why the other person should come before you. Very interesting. So that's the mitzvah. Nope. If we approach it this way, with the bread that the mitzvah is giving to us, and he's saying basically the money goes to your avodas Hashem, or to avodas Hashem. So what happens, Lebezer, if you want to now want to build mikvahs? Want to use money for tol for fashas? Anything? Want to build shul? You want to build what you see is about the midrash? You want to build yeshivas with your money? Any mitzvah? B'chayra, according to the Nesiv, clearly comes out, it's lobbed out for here, so it should be for any mitzvah. It's coming according to this Nesiv over here. So far, so good. And I think it makes it extremely convenient, very flexible. You can take it to any good course. The problem is that the Marami Ruckenberg, who of course was one of the Nesiv, he has a tshuva and he approaches it differently. This is in Simon Kufla Amidal from the Chuvah of Rami Ruttenberg. Mois Maisa. Ye Roye. If you have Maisa money, it seems to me, says Rami Ruttenberg, Acha Sheikh Ziku, the Sitom La'aniyim, since they were Machzik, which means they made it into a practice to give it to poor people, English and Noisom La Mitzvah. You can't change it over to any other mitzvah. It's like you're stealing from the poor. And later on he says, in that tshuva, Ava maisek sofim, kva zochu behem aniyim al yidei minik. The aniyim was zoiche in the maisek sofim by custom. Sometimes according to him, maisek sofim is very limited. It must be given dafke to aniyim, and you cannot use it for any other mitzvah that you want to use. He's not the only one. Another Rishon, two Rishonim, the Maril, the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says, "Ha'noisnim ma'aser shelohem lasis neiros la'adlikum b'shas tefilah." If somebody wants to take his ma'aser and use it for candles to light by davening, and nowadays it would be to pay for electricity in a shul, right? To make it light by davening. Shalikidinoisim. It's against the din. Why? The ma'aser belongs to the poor. Property of the poor. And therefore, you can't take it and give it to some other tzedakah. You're stealing from them. How dare you take their money and give it away for some mitzvah? Taking from the poor to give to a mitzvah? Doesn't work that way. So we have two Yishayim who say, it's ma'aser only mamish. Can't use it for any other mitzvah. So according to them, won't be able to give it to any kind of mitzvah, any kind of tzedakah at all. Only Tanya, So this is the mamish, the other opposite end of the spectrum, right? So there's two Rishonim saying this against two. So far, who? I think we're in a very schwache position right now. And if we don't think we're in a schwache enough position, so maybe we should think, well, we see Rishonim, we see Achareinu, we'll take the Shulchan Aruch, like I said, there's not a lot of Shulchan Aruch, but there's some. And there are more, Reish Memtes. So if I was, look, there are more. Ve'ein lasis mimaster shaloi dvar mitzvah. Kegoin neiris lebeis hakneses. Oy sha'or dvar mitzvah. Rak yitnenu la'aniyim, what's the makar? It's listed right there in small letters. Right after Ramah, he says, look into the Maril. And as they state the Maril, not the Maril. Aloha, aloha, like the Maril. Ramah passes like the Maril. We pass them like the Ramah always. Come to Eitz L'Choyra, aloha l'maisa up until this point. Maisa Ksofim is a very limited proposition. It goes only to Aniyim and not to anything or anyone else. Look at the Shach and Taz, often plots over there. And this is where it starts to get very interesting. Because the Shach and Taz comment on what the Ramos says. And they bring Harav Reb Menachem, whoever that is. Not sure who this Rav Reb Menachem is. But he has a tshuva. And he writes in the tshuva as follows. V'asher sha'alto. The lashon is brought down more fully in the drisha. Asher sha'alto. Liknois sforim min ha'maiser. In other words, somebody asked the shaila, can you buy sforim from maiser money? Can one buy sforim from maiser money? Kachani rogel heard this from the other. He says, this is my way, in other words, not the first time I heard the Shaila. This is my common way of paskening about this, he says, that what? Kol mitzvah shetavri liyodoy, any mitzvah, which you have, kegoyim. Leo is bal bris. What does that mean? Make a bris? I don't know. Be a bal bris means to be a sandik out of bris, and the sandik, bro, sandik has to give money. Consider this a bris. And whatever promises and brachas one gets for being a tzaddik is important to know, won't it? Yeah? Ever a tzaddik anywhere? You want to get all the promises of tochas and the brachas? Give money towards the siddur. Right? Baal bris amilo. You have all these harachmons there? Harachmon you've got is baal bris amilo, refers to the person who paid for the siddur. So he says, what if you want to be a baal bris? Or ilahachnis chosam akawa luchopa v'kai gavna? V'chein, liknoi sforim lumoid bahem. Listen to this. Very important, you say it. Which means, you can't afford this. You're not the giver from stop. You don't have extra money to put into these mitzvahs. So you wouldn't be able to do it. So you wouldn't do it. Right? These are voluntary mitzvahs, Batson. If you have to do it, then you can't. Elomai, if you can take your miser and use it for this, that you can do. Yeah? That will work. Yochilichness for a miser. This is Rav Reb Menachem, who is brought in the Shach and the Taz and in the Drisha, and they all bring him. Nope. Chayyazetais would seem Shach, the Taz, and the Drisha bringing this Reb Menachem. Going against the Ramot, the Maril, Marami Rottenberg, all of that, those said, you can't use Maisa Ksofen for other things. You can only use Maisa Olien for nothing else. Let's go find him. And here, he's broadening the whole thing back out. He says, listen, any mitzvah that you have a hard time affording, you wouldn't do it otherwise? Okay, use the Maisa Ksofen for that. Now, for Maisa Olien, that wouldn't work. This would seem to contradict what the Ramot says. But if you look in the Be'er HaGoyla usually is the one who just brings the Ma'ar Mekaymus to everything that's in there. But here the Be'er HaGoyla has this little simon inside the Ramah to look on the side. If you look on the side, he says that when the Ramah says that you can't use Kesef Meiser for candles for the shul, what does that mean, like the Be'er HaGoyla? He says the Ramah's psak. The Shane of Maril is better, more limited than you would think. It's not as broad as you think. That only is talking about
Because shebelav hochi v'chuyev akopanu la'asas mitzvah zu, v'roiteli poter mimena b'maiseh. You have to do this anyway. As you want to exempt yourself from paying by taking the maiseh and using it to pay it off instead. Einu yashoi yisas. Aval iroiteh la'asas boi mitzvah she'einu yikvar v'chuyev. You want to use this to pay for a mitzvah that you're not mamish v'chuyev to do? Yashoi, you are allowed to. So what's he saying here? That's what he says. You can't be pereh chuyevim mikaspe maiseh. If you have your own debt to pay, so now you want to conveniently take your kesef ma'is and use it for that, you can't do that. Now if it's something that you are volunteering a mitzvah, which you otherwise would not do, which is what? That Menachem said? Gevaldik. So Ibn Zayt says, there's no theory, everybody agrees to the same thing. Everybody holds like a Menachem. My success is for all mitzvahs. Why do they say that? That's because you have to pay anyway. You're being pointed after him, Kaspi Meister, get after Yoisim and Aklal. So, Amela, you want to go now, you have to buy a matzah for Pesach. So you're going to go and buy it for Meister? So you can't buy matzah for Pesach or Meister. Because you have to buy matzah for Pesach anyway. You need that. And now you want to use Meister for that? What purpose? You can't do that. But otherwise, you could use it. Listen to this. It's funny. He says it on what? He says it on Licht for the Shul. That doesn't seem to be something that everybody has to pay for, huh? Unless I wasn't told about it since I came here. Is everybody else paying?
Membership.
So we have to get size of membership. But that's the pshat. In other words, whether that is membership or not, it seems that that was
membership
the kind of thing.
The lights for them.
Everybody probably got a turn, maybe, to supply the candles to the shul. That was probably the way it worked. Either it was one of the ways of paying your membership.
Yeah,
but it was something that was done. By the way, it's the Hilchos Roshana and the Maril. It's something that people don't know. Maybe the Kazakh, you know, the old days in Yishalayim, maybe you heard of it, that they used to, the women used to bring candles, big candles for Yom Kippur to the shul. Anybody familiar with this type of thing, what they say is, that the women used to melt down wax, make it into big candles for Yom Kippur, and they say that as the candles were burning down, every now and then you would hear a pop, and it would jump, because there were tears inside the candles. And as the fire got and burned down into the wax, into the place where the tears were, it would always like start to sputter a drop as it went down there. And only recently in the shul that I founded in Eretz Yisrael, they started bringing back that meaning of having big candles of wax. I'm not sure if it sputtered or not. Apostle Nisa, Anoyim Aramayna Davin, Allah Kaparim. So I'll say Dr. Beragrila, Novos. Beragrila is a tremendous, tremendous finish. Because it's not a mystery where this all came from. We saw the Maram in Rothenburg. We saw the Maril. What do they say? They say the reason that you can't use it is because of what? They say because it's Momorin Aniyim. Right? That's what they say. It belongs to the Aniyim. What are you doing? You're taking away money from the Aniyim. So now, what are you going to say? You want to do a mitzvah? Yeah, you take away from the Aniyim, but we're going to do a mitzvah that you wouldn't otherwise do. What's that heter over there? Why is that a heter? If the money belongs to the Aniyim, which is what the Maram in Rothenburg Befeirish says and what the Maril Befeirish says, you guys are Aniyim. What does this do what you're using it for? So it's a parallel what the Baruch Gila says, and it's not like Asher. The Chassam Sefer brings the Shaila. He's rather talking there about somebody who was Mishayev, that for 6 years after his son got married, he's going to be Mishtatif in his support, right? The guy, he married off his son to a Basal Mutchachim, and he was Soim b'chal shulchani of that Talmud Chacham, and the father of the husband was Mishayev, that for 6 years he's been Mishtatif in it. It became difficult for him, and he wants to know if he could use Meiser for that. Mishayev HaDvarim, he brings this Be'er HaGoyim, and says the pshat is, what you're not Mechuyev to do, and you can't afford to do otherwise, so you could use Meiser itself of it. So Mishayev says, well, according to that, you should be able to use the money. But it's not true. It's not true, he says. Mechilas Kvoidoi Shogo Beroyeh. Made a mistake with what he saw. Maril Hukas Rosh Hashanah, the cost of a hedge out of time, which is a mighty fish, I asked on here. The Lord's telling us, how can you tell me such a thing that it depends what kind of mitzvah you want to use it for? This is what kind of mitzvah you want to use it for. You're taking what it doesn't belong to you. Yeah? And so, Mamela, according to some Sefer, the Taich is, the Be'emes belongs to that here. That's really how it goes, and you can't use it. Pack it for any mitzvah at all. Of a fifth is some Sefer, on that he says as follows. Umino. Now we now understand, based on what I just said. And he takes a left turn. And he says, Im miyad b'tchilas hanhogosan.
if right at the beginning, when he started giving his ma'aser, hisno, he made it smart, that he could do, use it for any bar mitzvah, moide ma'aril l'ma'aram shebashach. The ma'aril agrees with that, that Menachem, with the shach brings, the inkam machlekes. Yeah. First he says, it belongs to the aniyim, he can't use it for anything. But, if you made it smart, that you're going to give it to any mitzvah you want, nobody disagrees that you can do that. How does that come from what he was just saying? He just finished saying the money belongs to the aniyim and you can't use it for anything. But if you made it smart, well, it's not him. Umino, he says, you learn from this. How do you learn from this? So the pshat is that. Ma'isik sofim, the chassam sofer holds, does not belong to the aniyim. No. It belongs to mitzvahs. It belongs to ruchnis. In essence, it does. Wants to tell you, Kvei Chamayim. Even the Maram in Rotenberg, if you look back at his lashon, when he's telling you it belongs to aniyim, he says something before that. He says as follows: Mois Meise, Acha Shehziku Lesitam LaAniyim, Nira Kegoyz LaAniyim. Since you're machzik to give it to aniyim, therefore it's Kegoyz LaAniyim. And again, Zochu Behem aniyim Al Yidei Minik. They were Zoicha through a minik. So what if that's not the minik? What if the straight from the start, you never started such a minik at all? To the contrary. You made it very clear. You're taking off your ma'isik sofer and you're giving it to divrei mitzvah. And you made the tnai, the failures before, that this is going to any kind of tzedakah. Okay? So it's fine. Why? Because there's no chiyuv me'ikorei that it must go to anim. As we saw, most of the kairos come out that it's not anim. It goes to anim. It's elamai. If shat was, the minik developed though, then you give it to anim. And this person, he's probably, all of a sudden he has a chesed when he has a problem. And he's even giving the ma'isik sofer to anim. Now he wants to give it to his own son. Ah. Now it becomes a problem. Why? Because once you started this thing, the ball rolling, you can't get out so easily. So you have to make a tanai meroish, even if you give it to anim. You can do that also. You give it to anim as many times as you want, but you make a big announcement. The fact that I'm giving it to anim is not because I'm going to give it only to anim. I am clearly going to give it to any mitzvah that I feel like. I happen to be giving it to anim now. Even if you do a mitzvah every single day of your life, it doesn't become a nether and a tanai. If you completely, Beyoi said such a thing, that I'm not going to, I do it myself. I have a bit of Tom Tone. I made a Tanai Kredi L'maisa that I'm not putting it on every day. And every now and then I make sure I miss a bit. That's it. I don't want it to be a nether, Hasr Shalit. Right? So that's all. And that's what we have. In HaTorah Sondarim and Rosh Hashanah, if anything I do from how long, everything is B'li Nether, everything I do is B'li Nether, B'li Nether, B'li Nether. In this case, though, it's not enough to say it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. You have to do it the first time. As they come first.
What happens after
Shmita? Yeah. To be Matan Eber. So the trauma of Tosan Dorim is only when it's personally shaykh to yourself. But it's your personal thing. If you're Matan Eber, you could say, I was knowing a certain Dovah Tov, and that Dovah Tov is not an Eber. However, when it becomes a sort of haknor, which is what the Maram Rottenberg says, it becomes, he says, it became sort of a practice of Shatir. It goes to these people. In other words, you make an appeal every year, the shul makes an appeal every year, it goes to all the aniyim of the city. Now one year, you make the appeal, and they take all the money and go give it to somebody else.
So
what's happened? It automatically is a halakhi that was already nikva, that it goes to these people.
So when do you have to then make this determination of how you can do it? As your bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
Before the first time you give ma'aser. Whenever that is, and if you're bar mitzvah, you have enough of a revach to do it, gesum tzol to that. Not all of us are like that.
So we all blew it already.
Okay. You said it. Hey, Mincha, after Mincha, we'll speak a little bit.